Patrick Kennedy, not the turkey, may be the one getting carved up at the family Thanksgiving table next month. His book, A Common Struggle, tells the story of his mental health and addiction battles. It also is a heart-wrenching tale of trying to live up to his family's legacy and secure his father's love and affection. One of three children born to Senator Ted Kennedy and Joan Bennett Kennedy, Patrick Kennedy was riddled with anxiety from an early age. He recalls starting to drink at age 13 and landing in drug rehab while still in prep school after a cocaine binge. After washing out at Georgetown, Ted Kennedy's youngest son went to Providence College. In one of the saddest and most revealing parts of the book, Patrick Kennedy recalls the serious spine tumor he developed at PC that could have left him paralyzed. Kennedy was gleeful. Quote, "When I got this news, I was in some strange way thrilled," he writes. "For once," Kennedy says, "he had a sickness that society and his friends and family considered real." The segments of the book that have generated the most publicity and family angst are those dealing with his mother, depicted as being so afflicted by alcoholism that she shambled around the house in a booze-induced haze, and his famous father, who soothed emotional pain with alcohol. Kennedy believes his father had post-traumatic stress disorder from losing two brothers to assassins in public. These disclosures have rankled his mother and stepmother, Vicki Kennedy, and his brother, Ted Kennedy Jr., a Connecticut state senator who has also battled substance abuse. Brother Ted says Patrick's account differs from his own recollection, and Ted Jr. calls the portrayal of their father, quote, inaccurate and unfair. It's no secret that the Kennedys have fiercely protected their family's image. It started with Patriarch Joseph P. Kennedy, the financier, who shaped an image of an all-American family with Irish roots. Later came the Camelot myth. What the surviving Kennedy should understand is that nothing Patrick writes will ever diminish his father's achievements or political record. While brothers John and Robert were bored by the Senate, Ted became arguably one of the most successful senators of all time. This man of means became the foremost voice in Washington for those who had none. The other aspect is that Ted Kennedy's struggles were well known. Reporters who covered him, particularly between his divorce and remarriage, saw this. I'll never forget a sunny Sunday morning in 1988, 3 days before Patrick Kennedy's primary election for a Rhode Island state rep seat in Providence. The senator arrived about 7 a.m., very hungover, breathing vodka through a half-dozen spearmint certs. I wondered how could he deliver his scheduled speech at a big breakfast rally for his son. Yet, 90 minutes or so later, after some coffee, it was vintage Ted Kennedy. Rivulets of sweat running down his florid face, his booming baritone reaching to the back of the huge function room, he urged the crowd to do yourself a favor. Do Rhode Island a favor. On Tuesday, vote for Patrick Kennedy. But Ted Kennedy suffered in private. After Patrick's infamous D.C. car crash in 2006, his father sought to minimize the accident. The senior Kennedy called it a little fender bender. Kennedy recalls his father being livid after he went public about his addiction in the New York Times. He recalls his father calling the Times piece a disaster that hurt the family. Then his cousin, television reporter Maria Shriver, challenged Ted. Quote, "I think what Patrick did was fantastic," Maria said. "This is what we need in our family, someone to talk about this." Since leaving Congress after his father's death, Patrick Kennedy's been doing just that. In 21st century America, it's well nigh impossible and irresponsible to say that we don't need to remove the stigma from mental health and addiction treatment. Kennedy has a point that it's time to bring this issue out in the open and urge people to get help before it's too late.